for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And I would also like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California, those who are listening to us over the internet and the radio, and those who are in their sanctuary. We welcome you, and I every week I'm seeing a few new faces coming back to our church, and it's really good to see that. I know the Lord is very pleased also. And while you're here listening to God's Word and being inspired by it, we pray that you might experience the power, the love, and the comfort that only God's Word can actually bring to us each and every day, not only on Sundays, but actually 7 days a week. I would also like to say happy Father's Day to all those who are fathers, Gabe, and all those around this nation and the world. You know, God has blessed us with fathers and, of course, great mothers and children, and we are a blessed people. He says, be fruitful and multiply, right, Lee? So some of us has more children than others, some of us are more blessed than others, but we thank God for that. And also, you will also find a outline of today's sermon inside of the church bulletin. And also the scripture of the month is in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And our passage says, and he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. This coming Wednesday, we have our midweek prayer service at 7:30 p.m. We would like to invite as many would like to join us. Please come. If you can't, you can hear us broadcast live there. And if you have a prayer request, you can send it to secretary@bbcmh.org. And we would like to get that and put that in our prayer list, put it on our prayer list. The Bible studies for this week has also been canceled. As you know, we began our day with the Lord at 9:45 a.m. With a Bible study. And we would invite as many come or listen to us over the internet. Our remaining services of today has been canceled. Now let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
All right, good morning everyone, happy Lord's Day, and again, happy Father's Day. I know I was blessed too with the breakfast yesterday. It was a good turnout, good message, and always good to hear encouragement to be a strong father in Christ, right? So why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 103, One Day. And what's going to happen that one day? Jesus is coming again. 103, we'll sing the first and the last.
Thank you.
in the morning.
Gather together on the Lord's Day to rejoice in Him and to praise His holy name. I wanted to mention a couple of things. So the board has asked to remind people that we are trying to, as best as possible, to wear masks when we're inside for the sake and health of others. And we've also added this week, we added outdoor listening capabilities. So if you don't want to be inside, but you still want to come here for the fellowship and of the brethren, we do have some audio out in our parking lot area by the pavilion. And so that is available as well. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, knowing that by all rights, we have no right to be in your presence. To be with you and to commune with you is such an incredible blessing that comes from above. You have called us out of the darkness and into the light of life and of truth. that the joy of the Lord would lift us up and strengthen us to listen to your voice and to do your will. David in Psalm 103, he tells us, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Amen. And so, Father, it is your loving kindness and your tender mercies that we not only continually seek after, but rejoice that they are already ours through faith in Jesus Christ. And we pray for your divine spirit to be upon us as your people, to lift up our hearts and encourage us to have a deep longing for your presence and for your word, to know you more passionately, and that you, O Lord, would direct our every step. That as we live according to your word and according to your spirit, that those around us, whether they're family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, or strangers that we meet on the street, that they might hear of your transforming power, that they might see the transformation that you place within the lives and within the heart of your children. And we pray that as we communicate the gospel and others who have faith in Christ communicate the gospel, that your spirit of calmness and peace would overshadow and overwhelm the country as it is in even the world as it is in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, as it is encountering, especially here in the U.S., the chaos of people that are rioting and looting and protesting. Lord, bring peace in the midst of difficulties and chaos. And Lord, we live in a fallen world, and the reality of that fallen world is disease and sickness, is confrontation and chaos. Lord, we pray for those that are sick, for those that are infected with this COVID-19 virus or the flu virus. Bless them with your comforting spirit and your healing power. We continue to lift up our dear friend Lil Ida as she suffers from low blood platelets and as a result low strength. We pray for you to strengthen her body, but continue more importantly to encourage and strengthen her spirit in you. Lord, I received a report from Colombia from our missionaries there of a young girl named Daisy who's been having stomach troubles for more than a year, and the doctors are trying to tell the family that it's actually a lung problem, and it's caused by COVID-19, and so they want to puncture the lung and drain the fluid. And Lord, we pray that you would give wisdom, true wisdom, to the doctors and help them to not get caught up in whatever issue is of the day, but get caught up in doing what is right and what is true. We pray for you to deliver your healing power and your comforting spirit to Daisy and the family. We pray for those that are suffering from cancer. Bob Jones's brother, Ron. Al Meeks's friend, Jim Shearer. Dana Noriel's friend, Karen, and many others, Lord, who are suffering from cancer. Bless them with your compassion, your comfort, and your healing touch. We pray for our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, up in Northern California, for your touch upon their bodies to give them strength and to give them comfort and peace in you and restoration of the physical body as you see fit. And Lord, we rejoice with those who are expecting to bring in new life into this world. For Candace Avila expecting in July, for Esther Polias expecting in September. And we pray for wisdom and guidance for Bethel as we continue to do the work of ministry, that you would give us guidance on how in this world of COVID-19 you would help us to know how best to reach out to our neighbors with the testimony of Christ and with the hope of eternal life, that they would venture out to come to hear the word of God, and you might encourage them and draw them unto yourself. Pray that as we continue the process of slowly reopening things. And we're thankful, Lord, that as people come, that we would praise your name and we would rejoice in your holy presence, that the glorious riches of Christ would be communicated and transform hearts and minds towards you. And we pray for our brother Lee, who's continues to look for work, that you would open up the doors of opportunity for him, and that you would blow the hinges off the doors of blessings, and that your mighty presence would be seen and felt. We pray for your abounding blessings upon the missionaries that are serving throughout the world, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in throughout Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Bogota, Colombia, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott of Seville, Spain, Eusebio Menixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States to go abroad and to engage new cultures, new languages, with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would transform lives throughout the world. And we pray, Father, for the blessings of those that support the work of ministry, for the offerings, and we pray for those that the offering plate would, or offering cabinet there in the back would be, just receive the blessings that you see fit to place upon the hearts of people, to place within there, to support the work of ministry, and that you would bless those who hear the word of God and to support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they're out back in the pavilion area, whether they're listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or the radio. Bless them with your divine presence and with your divine guidance and direction to praise you, honor you, and glorify you, because you alone are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Once again, and now we're going into God's Word. Today, our pastor is going to be teaching us from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 through 19. If you please turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 through 19, and if you will please stand for the reading of God's Word. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kind of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. May God bless the reading of his word. Now let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we once again enter into your holy of holies, into your throne room, into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we have come to offer you the sacrifice of praise and worship and thanksgiving for what you have done, because you're an awesome, a powerful, and a very kind God to all of us. Almighty God, as we observe Father's Day, I lift up all the fathers of our nation and all those around the world that you created with adoration and love. Thank you, Father God, for this provision and for showering fathers with your divine blessing. I pray that you would consecrate every father and set them apart for your own purpose. Grant them peace and unity, good health, strength, joy, and happiness through all their lives. May they walk with integrity, uprightly with you, in steadfastness and humility, the way you asked Joshua to do. For in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9, God said to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you." Father, we have come to worship you only and to give you all the glory for your mighty works from the beginning. Now, Father, bless your word, bless all your hearers of your word, and our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he brings your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.